The 79th regular session of the Nevada legislature is officially over. After 120 days, lawmakers have wheeled, dealed, debated, and ultimately passed hundreds of bills, as well as a budget worth billions of dollars over the next 2 years. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports.
Mr. President, I move that the 79th session of the Senate of the legislature of the state of Nevada adjourn sine die.
Now you've all heard that motion. Let's hear it loud and proud. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion is carried.
With the swing of a gavel, lawmakers adjourned the 79th session of the Nevada legislature last night a few minutes past 12. For many, the session has been a long and oftentimes contentious 4 months. Over that time, lawmakers dealt with everything from criminal justice reform to increasing renewable energy standards across the state, to revamping how education officials handle Nevada's lowest performing schools. They also approved a 10% excise tax for recreational marijuana that could add more than $120 million to the state's rainy day fund. Senate Majority Leader Aaron Ford says his party, which held control in both chambers, delivered on many of their promises.
Well, I think if you take a look at the Nevada blueprint, you'll see we've passed a plethora of bills that are focused on hardworking Nevadans. We came into this session saying we were going to focus on trying to make the lives of hardworking Nevadans better. The bills that we've been able to get passed and sent to the governor and hopefully to get signed will improve the lives of everyday people, and we're very proud of that.
Democrats took steps in supporting equal rights this session by tackling measures that include ratifying the long-stalled Equal Rights Amendment, which places guarantees of equal rights for women in the U.S. Constitution. They also voted to protect family planning services in more rural parts of the state. Freshman Democratic Senator Julia Ratty of Sparks says she's pleased with the push for greater rights for all.
Whether that be access to contraception and preventative health care, whether that be the ERA, whether that be some of the many other issues that affected women. So certainly that's a big issue. I would also point to equality in general. For the LGBTQ community, there's just so many wins in terms of securing their rights and recognizing their status and making sure that we are a fair and just state. So I'm really proud of a lot of that work.
And while Democratic leaders are celebrating the passage of much of their agenda, Republicans are taking stock of the session. With too few GOP members to advance their own priorities, Republicans were forced to take what compromise they could. A prime example of that would be this past weekend's fight over funding for education savings accounts, which they ultimately lost. Yet Assembly Minority Leader Paul Anderson says the loss wasn't all doom and gloom.
We couldn't get there on ESAs. We're all disappointed. That shouldn't negate the accomplishments that we did do, which certainly was making sure that we blocked or upheld our promises from 2015 reforms not being rolled back, that we were strong in making sure that good policy moved forward and bad policy didn't. And at the same time, we accomplished our goals of making sure we expanded school choice.
The members of the more conservative wing of the Republican caucus, on the other hand, were not as happy with the session's outcome. Many felt that the failure to pass ESAs, as well as a willingness by Republican leaders like Governor Brian Sandoval to make a budget deal, put an additional sour note on the end of the session. For Assemblyman Ira Hansen of Sparks, it was the session's biggest disappointment.
I thought that was something that we were really going to stand firm on. The governor committed to us that he was 100% with us, and then at the last minute, he just yanked the rug out from under us. And we got us a token compromise, but nothing like what it should have been.
That token compromise that Hansen is referring to is a $20 million appropriation to the Opportunity Scholarship, another school choice program. That amount falls short of the $60 million Republicans wanted for ESAs. Try as they might, though, the conservative ultimatum to prevent the passage of a budget ended yesterday afternoon when Governor Sandoval signed 4 of the 5 major spending bills with an intent to approve the final measure when it becomes available. To Sandoval, ESAs weren't the end-all be-all of the session. He says there needed to be compromise.
You know, the reality of it was that the Democrats had dug in, and they, no matter what it was, they weren't going to support that. So there were some moments where I felt like we could get it done, and at the end of the day, it didn't happen. And as I said, I'm not going to be redundant in terms of hoping that in future legislative sessions we can get the money for that.
Despite the governor's willingness to compromise on the budget, he has proven willing to veto many of the bills passed by the Democratic majority, especially those approved on party line votes. So while lawmakers are packing up their offices and heading back to their respective homes, it will still be a few days until we know exactly how the 2017 session shakes out. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.